British cultural counselor Michael O'Sullivan on IELTS test and MBA. With China's WTO accession, mastering a foreign language, i.e. English, is becoming more and more essential, especially for the young people. As British cultural counselor and a native speaker, what suggestions could you offer to them?
Well, I think it's hard for me to tell how to improve English teaching in China. In fact, if I can presume to give advice, I think the Gaokao needs even more reform to give more emphasis on communication skills. There needs to be substantial changes in the next few years to the ways in which English is taught in the classroom. I think it's interesting that many Chinese people seem to achieve very good level of English despite old-fashioned methodology. They have learned English for several years, but have no functional command of English. But we have the same problem in the UK. The British kids study French at school, but often can't actually speak French when they graduate from middle school. We are making big reforms and are achieving somewhat better results now. It takes a long time to develop effective ways of teaching people to speak a foreign language.
Since more and more transnational corporations are setting up offices in China, MBA is getting hotter. Going to study in your business schools is one of the top choices of Chinese students. What do you think of this trend?
Yes, MBA is very hot at the moment. We certainly noticed that many, many Chinese students want to do MBAs in the UK. What I would say about MBA is that I think some students in China want to do MBA too early. My personal opinion is that an MBA program is more suitable for people with some work experience, for example, 3 to 4 years. And many MBA programs in the UK will only accept students that have some work experience. I think it's quite difficult for students who have never worked in any kind of business or public organization to understand the meaning of management theory. And MBAs usually have a lot of management theory content. So I wonder whether it is a good idea for so many young Chinese to want to do their MBA first.
What kind of assistance could your counsel provide to Chinese students wanting to study in UK?
Well, we are very happy to advise Chinese students. We get very large numbers of Chinese students going to the UK every year, and the number is increasing very quickly. This year, 2001, I estimate that about 16,000 new students will go to the UK. That's an increase of 1/3 over last year's number. Many of these students will go for several years in the UK. They enter British universities to take an undergraduate degree. Some remain to do a master's degree. We welcome the students, but also we hope that they will choose the programs carefully to meet their personal needs. They are always welcome to talk to my staff in the British Council in China. We can give them free advice to help them decide what they want to do. In many ways, we are trying to help these self-financed students to make good choices.
It is said that the living costs and tuitions are very high in UK. How do you think of it?
We think the main attraction of studying in the UK is the quality and variety of education. But we think sometimes people exaggerate the price. However, I've also emphasized that we don't expect to rely on low prices to attract more students from China. Choosing your study abroad is a very big decision. It costs you a lot of money and a lot of time, and it may determine your future life. For most people, it's a turning point. Probably, it's one of the two big decisions you make in your life. The other one might be getting married. Usually, people don't marry someone they met yesterday. So it's generally not a good idea to make a study abroad decision in one day, either.
Last year, we had an interview with consul officers in your embassy, and were informed that a streamlined visa process would be in effect. And now 1 year has passed. How is it doing in practice?
We have, I think, a very good visa process for students going to the UK. Normally, applicants can get an interview within 1 to 2 weeks. And in many cases, the decision can be made in 1 or 2 days. In some cases, the decision has to be made in London, and it'll take 4 or 5 weeks. So it's quite efficient.
The British Council conducts many examinations in China, such as IELTS, BULATS, and so on. While IELTS is the most popular one among Chinese students wanting to study in UK, could you make a brief introduction of it?
Yes, we are directly involved in IELTS and BULATS. IELTS is very hot at the moment. Last year, about 23,000 to 24,000 people took the IELTS test in mainland China. This year, we estimate that about 50,000 will take this test. Now, the British universities are attracting large numbers of Chinese applicants. I think they mostly tend to insist on good IELTS scores. But the test is also very widely used by students going to study in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and even in the USA. Maybe most people in China don't know that the majority of American universities accept the IELTS scores.
From the results of the exams that your council conducts, what do you think are the most common weak points of the test takers in China?
It's quite common to find candidates' writing skills are quite weak and less developed than other skills. It's also quite common to find candidates whose reading is good, but too slow, and that will affect their marks in the reading test. I think that when the Chinese students study English, they spend a lot of time doing intensive reading, but reading speed is sometimes a problem. These are important skills if you are going to study in the UK. You need to have good writing skills to pass the course, and you need to read quickly to keep up.
What improvements will you make to IELTS this year?
To ensure the security of the test, we'll make improvements to it each year. And this year, there will be more standardization of the speaking test to make the marking reliable. The speaking test is carried out by our trained interviewers. They must be native speakers, they must have ELT or Applied Linguistics qualifications at postgraduate level, and English teaching experience. Those are the basic qualifications for examiners of the writing and speaking test. They also have to be certified as IELTS examiners after carrying out some trial marking and receiving training. For the writing and speaking test, the marking has to be made by qualified examiners to ensure that the marking is reliable and the test takers get the right mark in IELTS tests.